Rafael Alvarez, author and journalist and associate with The Wire when it was going, is going to be sharing his talents in a workshop that he'll be conducting with Rosalia Scalia. And this will be taking place the first weekend of September. It's lovely to welcome you to WBGC, Rafael. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Judith. Good to see you again.
So what will be the genres that you're offering for this workshop?
Rosalia and I will be teaching both fiction and nonfiction. We are both nonfiction journalists and essayists to sort of make ends meet, if you will. There's still a market out there for nonfiction. And in our heart of hearts, we love and pursue the craft of fiction, in which, unless you're working in genres such as thrillers or mysteries or, you know, Game of Thrones type stuff, the market for literary fiction is not that great, but yet people seem to love it in a way that endures from generation to generation.
Now, obviously, when you're in a workshop situation like this, it's the hands-on approach that is so important. So I'm imagining the group that you will have will be small.
Yeah, we're limiting it to 12 attendees, or students, if you will, and we're saving two spots for winners of an essay contest that we're having along the themes of labor, because we're going to conduct the workshop over the Labor Day weekend. So yes, it'll be very small, it'll be very intimate, it'll be very intense. It'll be 2.5 days, beginning with a big Greek dinner at Icaros to welcome everyone to the workshop. And then Rosalie and I are going to take, I'm going to take 4 hours in the morning. She's going to take 4 hours in the afternoon. And what we're promising folks is that if they do the work, they can leave there with a really good foundation for either a piece of fiction or nonfiction.
So anyone who's wanting to try to take advantage of the contest and winning two places, how would they set about that?
We're limiting it to 900 words. The theme is labor, and we're allowing folks to interpret that as wide and as vast as they care to. So it could be a story about steelmaking, or it could be a story about midwifery. Send it in, and we're going to have blind readers judge this. Rosalie and I will not know who the people are who are submitting. We're going to separate the authors from their work. She's going to choose one scholarship winner for the workshop, and I'm going to choose the other.
So how can people be in touch to find out more about all of this?
Well, you can go to my Facebook page, which is Rafael Alvarez with an F, or you can email me at orlo.lenny@gmail.com, which is orlo.lenny@gmail.com. And the rules are very brief. It's, you know, open to anyone from the ages of 18 to 118. The essay contest is nonfiction. The Great American Essay is still something to be proud of, and we're hoping to keep it alive and well.
So the workshop will be the first weekend of September, Labor Day. That's the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. The deadline for the contest for two free spaces is August the 16th. So good luck. And Rafael, thank you so much for coming in.
Good luck, everyone, and thank you.